Hello, this is the Executive Vet, Al speaking.
Hey Al, it's Senior Constable Michael Addis from Redcliffe Police. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling in relation to, there was, over a couple of days last weekend, I believe it was, there was a customer who had made some, bit of a disturbance at the surgery there.
Yep.
And had made some calls relating to it.
Yep.
By the name of Christopher Snell. Just following up to see if there's been any more interactions with him at all.
Just bear with me a second. This is my first day on for the last couple of weeks, so I haven't
it's all good.
Familiarized with the...
Emily
the
Ray was the one we were dealing with mostly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. If you just bear with me a second, I'll pop you on hold and just see if there has been any other correspondence, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. So I just quickly phoned Emily, just because she has been the one that's kind of dealt with everything, and there's been no correspondence in the last week or so to report at all.
If you can just pass on, we've got the footage and we've got everything they've provided. We don't have enough evidence to prove his behaviour was criminal, but I am still going to go speak to him and tell him that I take it you guys kind of made a reference to it, weren't you, that he wouldn't be welcome back at the vet, or are you happy that...
I would assume that we would, if
well,
there was
what
any
I'll time. Do is I'll say, I'll just tell him to warn him about his behaviour. As I said, just because there's not enough criminally doesn't mean he acted the way he should have. So I'm still going to speak with him about his behaviour and just give him a warning in relation to how he acts in that circumstance. And then
I guess
in the future it'll be up to you guys if he contacts or arrives. Up to you guys to decide if he's want to continue to do business with him for anything else.
Fantastic.
Okay.
No, that sounds good. I'll let the team know. Just feel free to give us a call if there was any issues or concerns with any of that.
If he does have any other contact, like if he calls up, because I am going to speak with him, so if sometimes we find that after we speak with them, they then get upset again. And if there's any other communication, then to give police a call and we can add to this investigation, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for helping.
No worries. Bye-bye.